Nanaia Mahuta joining us for a cordial today, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and of course Nanaia has connections to Manipoto and Te Ngāti Manu. Thanks for joining us, Taupuri Manga. Tēnā koe, Nanaia.
Morena, Dale.
Te ora, sis. Thanks very much for your time today. Listen, you've been working alongside James Cleverly, the Foreign Secretary of the UK, visiting Samoa and also back here in Aotearoa also. I hear that you met recently with the Prime Minister of Samoa, Whanganui Matawha. Tell us about the connection with James Cleverly, please, and what you're focusing on in Samoa.
Well, look, there's been a lot of interest from other countries outside of the Pacific region in the Pacific, and so I had invited James Cleverly to come down and meet me in Samoa so that we could talk about climate change and regional issues. Unfortunately, he had to cut his visit short because of the escalation of internal fighting in Sudan, and Britain have a lot of nationals in Sudan, so he had to go back and organise an evacuation exercise. So sadly, we weren't able to have the meeting we thought we would have in Samoa, but I continued with my own meeting to support Samoa in its efforts around climate change, but also they're hosting CHOGM next year, and to support their economic recovery strategy.
Yeah, there's some talk of helping to rebuild a market. What has happened to this prominent facility in Hamoa, and how is New Zealand aiming to help?
Yeah, Sabalolo Market burnt down in 2016, and it was a place where people who were able to sell their produce, and it's a big part of their economy. And where it's situated is down by the waterfront, so very close to where the CBD kind of tourism kind of hotspot is in the town. So helping the government to rebuild the market will give a greater focus again on selling various products. It's a fantastic kind of design for the local people, and it will lift enterprise for their whānau and the various villages around Upolo as well as Savai. It's a co-investment between the New Zealand and the Samoan government.
Kia ora, Nanaia. We've just had Anzac Day, which reflects on our long-standing relationship with our Australian cousins, but there have been some differences in opinion, not the least of them in how we approach nuclear potentials defence-wise. And so we have some splits. As the Foreign Affairs Minister, during the past week or since last we spoke, there has been an arrangement brokered for many Kiwis who are living in Australia to be granted Australian citizenship. While we have our issues where we differ, this has always been a sticking point, and it was pleasing to note that Albanese met in a what looked like a workable relationship with our Prime Minister to broker this arrangement. What does it mean for relationships with our Trans-Tasman partners and cousins? What do you read into the events of the past week in that regard, Nanaia?
Well, firstly, in terms of our foreign policy stance, we remain steadfast in our nuclear-free position for the Pacific, and also in terms of how New Zealand sees itself promoting the interests of the region. Secondly, our ANZAC relationship is one of the oldest relationships between New Zealand and Australia. ANZAC Day continues to highlight that the sentiment between Australia and New Zealand in terms of our participation in the Great Wars is not only being recognised and noted, but we continue to grow our understanding of the contribution of ex-servicemen to protect the freedoms that we now enjoy. And in terms of the relationship, the Trans-Tasman relationship, and what that's delivering to Kiwis, it's been a long time in the making. But the pathway to citizenship ensures that when Kiwis go over to Australia, and contribute to that economy for 4 years or more, there is the ability to apply for citizenship. And that's been a really hard-fought gain that the Albanese government is saying, look, it's time now that Kiwis enjoy similar freedoms to what Australians have here in New Zealand. And I think those Kiwis who have made that move to Australia and raise their children there and continue to work there, they'll see it as a welcome move.
Tēnā koe, your parliamentary colleague who really was behind your appointment as Foreign Affairs Minister is off to Harvard with fellowships looking at international governance and leadership. What do you read into our little country providing a voice of guidance in that prestigious environment? What do you make of our country's contribution in this regard via Jacinda and Harvard?
Look, I think many Kiwis will want to wish Jacinda all the best. She can make a contribution in a number of fora, and Harvard, taking up the position at Harvard, will be a welcome move, but because it will allow her to amplify issues around the Christchurch call and I think start to promote in a very generic way how we can strengthen our ability to promote tolerance, to promote inclusion and diversity, the importance of diversity, and fundamentally how we can and continue to improve the safety of interactions online and the information that we access online. So I wish Jacinda well. I know she's going to make a huge contribution there and elsewhere, and we're very fortunate to have her continued commitment to the same types of issues that we support because they matter to us.
Tēnā koe, Anzac Day, special day for us all. Where did you spend it? And I'm curious to know what is going to dominate your mahi in the week or so ahead, Nanaia.
Yeah, I spent Anzac Day, actually. One of our koreiwa here at Tūranga Waiwai from Tauranga Moana, but lived in the Waikato for a long time, married here, raised his family here. Sadly, he passed away, so we were at his tangihanga, Pokaia Nepia. Long-standing kaumātua of the tribe of Tūranga Waiwai Marae and also of the Tūranga Waiwai club room. So we spent time with his family on Anzac Day. And then for the rest of the week, I was up in Auckland yesterday doing some visits in my electorate today in Kirikirirua and going to get back to Wellington on Sunday.
Ka pai, any international focus with the mahi ahead?
Actually, I'll be hosting some visiting diplomats or foreign affairs state ministers from other countries. The first one will be next Tuesday, and that'll be the minister who organised the World Expo over in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. And she'll be here for 2 days, coming down to discuss the UAE's hosting of the next COP meeting in regards to climate change. So I'm looking forward to those discussions. And then there'll be some other dignitaries that I'll be hosting over the next couple of weeks.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us, as always, and all the best of the mahi going forward. Ngā mihi, and look forward to our next conversation. Thanks, Nanaia.
Good night.